Good afternoon, everybody. It's another exciting day for the Chiefs, and we appreciate all you coming out to join us today. It's been a very busy and productive start to the year for us. We introduced Coach Reed last Monday, and he has hit the ground running, already signing a number of outstanding coaches. And sitting here today, just 14 days into 2013, we are excited to officially welcome one of the top personnel men in the league to the Chiefs, our new general manager, John Dorsey. John is an experienced player personnel executive who has helped shape some outstanding football teams over the last 22 years. He is widely regarded around the league for his abilities as a talent evaluator. For the last two decades, John has played a key role in the draft process for the Green Bay Packers, working closely alongside Super Bowl-winning general managers Ron Wolf and Ted Thompson. From 2000 to 2011, John oversaw the Packers' college scouting operation before being elevated to Director of Football Operations in Green Bay last year. During his time as Director of College Scouting, several of Green Bay's most important players were selected, including Pro Bowlers Clay Matthews, Greg Jennings, B.J. Raji, and most notably quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He's also a former player himself, a linebacker drafted by the Packers in 1984. John played five seasons in Green Bay, and I'm sure that it will embarrass him for me to note that he still holds the club record for special teams tackles in a season with 35. John's tenure in Green Bay overlapped with a young, up-and-coming coach on Mike Holmgren's staff named Andy Reid. The two have maintained a great relationship over the years, and I believe they will complement each other very well together in leading the football operation. I know that their relationship, shared philosophy, and tireless work ethic give us the type of partnership needed to build a championship-caliber organization. In addition to his strong track record as a talent evaluator, John is a dynamic leader who is well-respected by his peers for his character and integrity. As part of our search process, I made calls to friends around the NFL, and each person I spoke to emphasized John's skill as a talent evaluator and his ability to build a consensus for the best decision for the team. While he was in Kansas City for his interview last week, John spent time getting to know people throughout the organization and made a strong impression on everyone that he met. John is a dedicated husband and father, and we are delighted to welcome his lovely wife, Tricia, to the Chiefs family today as well. Tricia is a successful attorney and a KU grad with strong ties to the Kansas City community. We're very excited to welcome the new general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, John Dorsey.
You all have met baby Jack, I see. Clark, thank you very much for those wonderful words. It is an honor today to be a member of one of the finest franchises in all of sports. And once again, I'd like to thank you, Clark, and the entire Hunt family for inviting my wife, Tricia, my daughter, Catherine, my son, baby Jack, into the Chief family. You know, this has been a seven-day journey, and it's been awesome. You know, I humbly stand here today, and I accept the challenges and responsibilities of my duties. You know, last Tuesday, I had a six-hour interview with Clark Hunt, Mark Donovan, Andy Reid, and various members of the Kansas City Chiefs organization. And during that interview period, I made a statement to Clark. I said, "I consider this franchise one of the crown jewels of the National Football League." Clark sat there for a while, thought about it, and he asked me, "Why, John?" And you know why I said why? Because you have an owner that's willing to win. You have a fan base that is as passionate and loyal as any fans there are in all of sports, and a support staff that is willing to roll their sleeves up and do the little things in order for this franchise to succeed. And, of course, the deep history of this organization, the rich history of this organization, the first thing that comes to my mind is Mr. Lamar Hunt. He's a pillar of the National Football League. He's the founder of the Kansas City Chiefs. I never had a chance to meet this man. I've heard such wonderful stories. And I've had a chance to be with Clark here for a couple days. If Mr. Hunt is anything like Clark Hunt, he must have been a fabulous man, and those stories are exactly what I have heard about. That is why I consider this the crown jewel. Andy Reid's resume speaks for itself. Now, I've known Andy for 20 years, and I think he is one of the finest men there is in all of the NFL. And I am so excited to be aligned with him as we work to rebuild this organization. You know, I had the pleasure of working with Ted Thompson and Ron Wolf, who I still consider very good friends of mine. And I always admired the one trait they could do, and that was work alongside the head coach, because I think when the general manager and the head coach are in sync on the same theme, when they come to work every day, they check their egos in at the closet, they roll their sleeves up, they knock away at the little things in order to achieve the big things, that works. The draft philosophy, Andy and I feel that same way. Build your team through the draft. Be selective in free agency. Turn over every stone possible you can to find those players. When we build this team roster, we would like to be consistently competitive in the division, the conference, and ultimately the Super Bowl. That's why we're here. We're here to win, and we are going to do a job. Now, I'd like to make a promise to all the fans out there today that I am going to do everything within my God-given ability to ensure that we have as competitive a team in the National Football League as anybody in the NFL. And I want to remind them, please be patient. This is not a marathon. I mean, this is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And I look forward to meeting each and every one of you all in the media in the days and weeks and months to come. And finally, I'd like to say, in these 3 weeks of transition, I have been duly impressed with Clark Hunt's ability to lead this transition. He's made bold, decisive, and swift moves, and I stand here today. Thank you.
Mr. Dorsey?
Yes, sir.
Neil Jones from KCTV 5. The last 4 years, worked with Scott Pioli, a guy who's had an unbelievable track record in the NFL, no question. He talked about the right 53. Mm-hmm. It seemed to feel like the quarterback was not as important as getting the right 53. What's your take on quarterback? What's your take on the roster?
Well, I think any time when you begin to build a franchise, I mean, let's be real here. The quarterback is a very important part of any franchise, as you note of the last couple of weeks in the playoffs. I figure the quarterback position is a very important position to success, long-term success of an organization.
Bob Fesco, 6 Minute Sports Radio. What are you going to do with the number one overall pick?
Pick the best available player.
What are your ideas and what kind
of... No, we really haven't. I mean, I haven't had a time yet to sit together as a staff, sit with Coach Reid and just kind of get his understanding and makeup. He's still trying to put a coaching staff together. And I'm just trying to get used to, the personnel staff here and just being able to, take business as usual forward.
Sean Rooney, Dos Mundos newspaper. Going back to your comment about picking the best available player.
Yes.
They were saying on talk radio this afternoon that tends to be a Packers philosophy, is that you don't say, we need a quarterback first, an offensive lineman second, et cetera, that you go after the best available player. What's your reasoning behind that philosophy?
Because I know of no other philosophy but that. We've been doing the same model and concept for the last 20 years. About 20 years, we've kind of refined it and tightened it up to where it is today. When we started in 92, we've kind of tightened it up, and now we're in 2013, and it's a little bit tighter, and hopefully I'd like to implement that type of similar system here within the Kansas City Chiefs.
Michael Coleman, KCTV5. I read and heard that you're a 24/7 football guy.
Okay.
That you're driven. Where did that drive come from?
it probably comes from when I was a kid and the work ethic my father probably instilled in me at a very young age. I like to wake up every morning to see if I can make a contribution. You know, you want to get better every day in life. And I truly believe if you can work at the little things and achieve something special every day, you're going to get a little bit better. I like to learn, too. I mean, that's not all of us have all the answers.
John, T.J. Kaufman, Sports Radio 810. When you were involved in the draft, how involved were you in the ultimate decision on which players should be picked in each round?
Well, the important thing to remember is when you sit in that chair that makes decisions, I didn't sit in that chair. Ted did and Ron did. But the chair I sat in, it was my, what I had to do was to convince them that what I was telling them was correct. And I think over years you begin to put skin, build skins on the wall. And it was my job to suggest to them, you should do this and you should do that. And hopefully they listen to me more times than not.
Dave Stroh, AP, you've had opportunities the last few years to interview other places. What made this different than some of those other chances that came along?
It's a perfect storm. You know what I mean by that? It's my dream job. It always has been. Ever since I met my wife in 93, I've always wanted to, and I've always dreamt about being the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs one day.
That's kind of cool. That adds another question. Why the Chiefs? Because the Packers have always been a great franchise, too. But what was it about the Chiefs that was your dream job, number one? And the other question I was going to ask you is about the roster. Have you looked at the current roster you have as the bones to start with? So two separate questions.
No, that's fine. I love Kansas City area. I've just become a net ever since I've been coming here since 93. I've loved this place. I've had a chance to look at the roster. I'd like to do some more planning at the roster. You know, I want to go spend the next week now and really look at this roster, and then I want to get together with Coach Reed and the other coaches and kind of see what they are, because collectively we are doing this. It's just not my opinion as well.
John, Bob Griffiths. Lately there's been these terms given in the personnel department. So are you an evaluator or are you a gatherer?
What does that mean?
Gatherer means that you stay at the Red Roof Inn in Lubbock and you're in the trainer's office at 7:30 in the morning.
I've done that before.
This last couple of years, when you've been director of college scouting, mm-hmm. have you gone out on the road a lot, or have you just evaluated personnel reports?
Well, I think it's the ability to evaluate and it's the ability to manage. It's like anything in life. How you manage people and how you evaluate, ultimately in this business, determines your success.
So you traveled a lot?
Yeah, I mean, Ted Thompson, he traveled anywhere between 19 to 20 schools. Ron Wolf, when he was doing it, he traveled anywhere between 19 and 20 schools. This year I traveled 25 schools. But there was still enough time in there for me to do the management stuff that was important.
John, Bob Fesco, here with 610. What's your philosophy on free agency?
As you well know, what our motto has been, I like to be selective in the free agency. I've always believed that you can still get value within that philosophy, and you can still acquire players in that. I think every year has a different case scenario, and I think each year you have to study that and then make determinations when you get together and you set your free agency plan in motion.
This is for Clark, Al Wallace, Fox 4. Clark, John says this is his dream job, always wanted to be the GM here. Could you tell that during that six-hour interview last week? And if so, can you give us any details?
Well, his enthusiasm for the opportunity came across even before that interview. I had a chance to speak with him on the phone a couple days before that, and he expressed how excited he was that I was reaching out to him. And in his interview, and although it went on for a while, he showed a high degree of enthusiasm the whole way. And it was just very clear to me that Kansas City was a priority for him. As was mentioned earlier, I know that he's had some chances to go other places, and for whatever reason, he made the decision not to, and I'm just thrilled that we were able to attract him to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Doug Tucker, the Associated Press. You know, one of the interesting things about the league is there's so much change constantly. Some people, given the success that Russell Wilson and Colin Kaepernick have had this year, are saying we may be on the cusp of a change in quarterback, at the quarterback position. Do you think that may be possible?
Explain to me what you mean by change in the quarterback position.
Asking the quarterback to run more, be more mobile, rather than just the classic, you know, drop back passer.
So what you're asking is the spread option college, is that evolving into the NFL? Is that what we're looking at here?
Oh, a hybrid version of that, perhaps.
Well, those types of athletes on the field put a lot of pressure on the defense. And those are two good examples that you cite because they do a unique job not only with their feet, but they do a unique job with their arm as well. I can't tell you if it's evolving that game because, you know, these cycles go, you know every 10 years or so. They go in cycles. And I don't know how to really answer that yet, but all I know is at the end of the day, you want your quarterback who can win games.
Johnny Kane, KNBC. You know, being a first-time general manager, you know, attacking the draft is one thing. Knowing that you're equipped with that number one overall pick, you thought about the mounting pressure, how much sleep you're going to be getting over the next couple of months with what to do with that pick?
Apparently you haven't met Baby Jack because there's pressure every day with him. I really don't, you know, we will address that. It's a positive, and here's why it's a positive. Because we have the first pick in the first round. We also have the first pick in the remaining six rounds. We have the first pick in the waivers. It's about acquiring players, and that's how we will approach this.
You're taking this job as the right guy, wasn't the coach, as much as you know, wanted this job. And could you talk about Andy Reid? We don't know Andy Reid that well. Tell us about what made him special and how you guys forged your relationship over the 7 years.
You'll get to know Coach Reid. I believe his resume speaks for itself. It just so happened this year that Coach Reid became was available to become the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, it was ecstatic. And actually, when I got a phone call from the Kansas City Chiefs to do an interview, I can't tell you how excited I truly was. I mean, I really got very excited. Again, a relationship between a head coach and a general manager is paramount of success in the National Football League today. They both have to have the same philosophy and understanding. They have to be able to have discussion, not debate, but discussion, and ultimately have discussion that is best for the Kansas City Chiefs. With Andy Reid, I know I have that, and I know what type of man he is. And at the end of the day, you just want to know that collectively, this thing is going to work, and it is going to work.
John Hanson, 610 Sports Radio here. With the quick turnaround we've seen, especially with these playoff teams this year, getting into the playoffs 1 year after being at the top of the draft, how patient are you asking these fans to be?
Well, I mean, patient enough to see exactly what our plan is we can put into place. I don't know all the variables yet as to makes the whole component work. But I can tell you in 2 days, I'll know what all those variables are in terms of players to make it work. I've yet to meet all the coaching staff yet. I know this thing, Andy Reid is as good a leader, a head coach, as there is in the National Football League. And Kansas City is very lucky to have him.
Reid Farron, Chiefs Insider. With the busyness of the transition, can you kind of just describe what the next few steps, next few days or weeks will look like for you and your family?
Today, when I came into the office, I sat down with the personnel staff for about an hour just to kind of do an overview of kind of where they are, where I am, and where we are going to be in the next 4 months. I still think this week what we have to do is we have to first evaluate the team. Let's get together from a pro department. We have to put a plan together for free agency. We have to put a plan together for our draft meetings. We have to put a plan together, you know, how the coaching staff philosophically wants to, you know, how they are with players, and we'll move from there.
Nick Appin, you've got three players, Dwayne Bowe, Brandon Albert, Dustin Colquitt, free agents. How quickly are you going to be on the phone with their agents, and are they in your plans for 2013?
Well, give me about a week to give me 3 or 4 days to assess the talent level, and I'll get back to you, and that's fair enough.
Question for Clark or for John. Contracts. We talked last week when Andy was announced about whether or not GM would have contract experience or whether you'd have somebody else on the staff to handle contracts and salary cap. Who will handle those under this setup?
John, you want to go ahead on that?
Well, right now, ultimately, I believe I do. We have Tripp McCracken right now, who is our salary cap analyst, and I've given him some projects. So we can get to, actually tomorrow morning, he and I are going to get together, and then we are going to begin to build a plan with regards to that.
I noticed last year when I was at the Senior Bowl, a big stadium, all these scouts and coaches scattered all around, except for one team, and that was the Packers. Mm-hmm. They all kind of sat together mm-hmm. in that one corner of the, I don't know what side of the stadium it is, and there wasn't any wandering around. There wasn't any BSing going on. Who was behind that, and what did it accomplish?
Well, the Green Bay Packers staff has been around together collectively, and I think any time that you can have long-term stability within a personnel department, it can achieve a lot of really good things. I think that shows you the closeness of that group, but also collectively, those gentlemen also know how to evaluate talent. Now, I will meet with the Chiefs college scouts when I get down to Mobile on Monday, and then we'll you know, kind of put a game plan together.
This again for Clark. 2 weeks, you hired a new head coach and a GM. What's next for you, other than maybe some downtime or vacation?
Well, it has been a very busy 2 weeks and a very exciting 2 weeks for the Chiefs and our fan base. But there's a lot of work to be done. Some of the questions that we've heard here today about free agency, not only other people's free agents, but our own free agents. The draft's right around the corner. The combine's coming fast. Andy's still working on his coaching staff. There's a lot of work to be done in a very short period of time to do it. Fortunately, both John and Andy have tremendous work ethics, and we'll get together and roll our sleeves up and get after it starting this afternoon.
Last 3 questions. John, Frank Bull from 41 Action News. When you're in that draft room on that day and you have the number one pick, and maybe you and Coach, maybe it's not the first-round pick, maybe a second-round pick or whatever, and you start discussing a player, and you want one, and Coach may you want the other one, who makes the final decision?
Well, here's what I would like to say. When you sit there on that draft day, all the hard decisions have been made, and now it's time for all your facts to make your decision for you. Those debates and discussions will have taken place, and the Kansas City Chiefs collectively will have made a decision. Who has final say within the draft room? I do.
Okay, so that goes along with your philosophy also. Since it's going to be done, you go by that board.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bob and then Randy.
You mentioned, John, about how much this job means to you since you met your wife. How did you meet your wife?
A blind date by an employee of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who was that?
Lamont and Claire Winston.
And that you were just in town scouting, or?
Well, let's save that. Let's save this for another discussion.
All right.